Hello and welcome to another highly questionable week. I didn't mean to be so surprised we're still on the air. This is Izzy Gutierrez. What do you like on the show today, Izzy?
We're going to try to make both Draymond Green and John Wall super likable. How about that?
I don't think we can do it. No chance whatsoever. Dale, papi.
How confident should the Colts be that Andrew Luck will be ready for the opener?
Let's not make this about Andrew Luck. Let me just give you the resume. There is one quarterback in the league who had what seemed like a botched surgery on his arm. There is one quarterback in the league whose coach has compared what he presently has to what Kevin Durant might have and cautioned you that they need to be very careful with him. That same coach says that that quarterback can't practice and he doesn't know when they're going to practice. That quarterback has told you since April he's been bothered by something that three MRIs can't reveal that it's anything more than a strain. I put all that information in front of you, you'd be worried about your quarterback. I make it this quarterback on this team when they can't go anywhere without him and can't go very far even with him sometimes. They need this guy healthy, and it's not just his arm. He throws with his legs, too, because you need to get some of the strength from your legs. It's a problem, and they should be real concerned.
And that is the perfect storm of events that make me think, no offense, that this is an unanswerable, meaningless question. How confident should the Colts be? Not only does it not matter, because it's been 5 months with a calf injury. Think about that. 5 months with something they thought would heal itself in a few weeks. But you're talking about all this pressure going on him, and you're talking about given the previous situation, and when you compare it to Kevin Durant, it immediately puts more pressure on Andrew Luck to return, on that staff, that medical staff to clear him to return, on the rest of his team. We should be looking at it and saying, hey, how do the Colts look with Jacoby Brissett right now? But that's not fun, and that's not nearly as interesting, and it doesn't put as much pressure on that franchise quarterback to come back quick.
We would not be leading the show if Jacoby Brissett had some sort of calf problem. This is because of the name, not the injury.
Oh, can I say something to Andrew Luck?
Go ahead.
Andrew, this is the way it is when you get old, buddy.
It is.
If it isn't the shoulder, it's going to be your leg. If it isn't your leg, it's your hip. If it isn't your big, it's your back. But believe me, you know, if something is going to happen to you that is going to make you feel real bad.
Wait till you get into the area of the prostate, friend. Then we've got the real problem.
Is he even 30?
Does Tom Brady undervalue himself?
This is interesting because he's taken another team-friendly contract to extend out 2 years, and I don't think this is the interesting question when his wife is someone who, in coffee table books, makes more than this man makes from football salary because his wife is the primary breadwinner in the house. The more interesting thing to me is how, in the name of God, is this guy unprecedented when it comes to youth? He does not age. Now, you can question the doctor who's not a doctor, but when you look at pictures of him, he looks better at this age than he looked at 22. He is reverse aging, and not only that, when Joe Montana was out of the league at about 40 and bad the last 5 years, when Peyton Manning is already on ESPN Plus, and this guy is still doing it at the top of the game. It's crazy to think that he can maneuver around like this. And one of the reasons that he can is because he's always giving back money so they can get him help. And he's mastered. He is a craftsman at his age of not being hit very hard. So he's playing a violent sport. He doesn't get hurt. And when he does get hurt, they change the rules so he doesn't get hurt anymore.
I kind of want to show you pictures of me at 22 to see if you think it's still as amazing, because I think I looked terrible back then as well. But I think the thing about Tom Brady sort of defying age is he's been around long enough to have two cycles of careers, right? He's been around long enough where he is an old school guy in the current age, even though he seems to be the best quarterback still playing. And those old school mentalities and that cycle of career that's already past him, he knows he only has one thing to do, and that's to win. I remember quarterbacks all the time giving up money, restructuring their contracts so their teams could be better. All he cares about is winning the next one. And I understand there's no guarantee for the following year or the next year, but if Tom Brady goes into next year and the Patriots say, hey, we don't think you got it, you're done, he's going to say, okay, well, then I'm done. I got 6 or 7 rings in the meantime. There's nothing I can lose. He's playing with house money, even though it's not guaranteed to him.
If the Patriots are bold enough to do that, when he's got the power in the organization and showed it to you by getting Jimmy Garoppolo traded, he will play somewhere else. There is not a chance that Tom Brady is finished playing until he thinks he's finished playing.
You know who is not aging in reverse?
Who's that? Oh, thanks. Yeah, that would be...
He's in fast forward.
No,
mode,
I am. Yeah, I just pressed the gas on aging.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Should Draymond have held out for a bigger deal next summer?
I mean, it's his money, not ours. I was surprised that he re-signed, given that he probably could have gotten another $100 million at the top of a free agent class that is pretty weak. But of all the things that are surprising about Draymond Green, this is one of the most surprising. He is not the guy that I imagine having the kind of self-awareness to know my value is here with this team doing all those defensive little things and I'm okay being the third or fourth guy. I don't need to be the first guy with the Knicks because if I'm first with the Knicks, we're going to do a lot of losing and I'm going to cash in. His most valuable place, the place that rewards him with championships and the things he desires, is right where he is. And he was willing to give up about $100 million to stay there.
It shows a ridiculous amount of self-awareness. He is their glue guy, and he decided, I'm going to be the glue guy even in the finances. I'm going to be the main reason financially why this dynasty is extended beyond this year. In fact, if you look at it, we've gone less than a calendar year with Draymond being potentially the biggest reason why this dynasty would blow up to now being the biggest reason why it could possibly stay together. Yes, Kevin Durant is gone, and some of that has to do with their blow-up, but financially speaking, you're talking about a $100 million difference that this player took and took less than. So he's always going to be looked at as the guy who sacrificed. He's going to be looked at as the guy who did everything necessary to keep this together. And that is a different image that we had from Draymond Green a couple years ago.
It's also a different image than you have for all the hatred around the Warriors the last few years because they've been hogging all the winning. The unselfishness has been inside of this disguise because they went to recruit Kevin Durant at a time when they already had the MVP, and now Draymond does something like this where he's allowing them to have money for others to get reinforcements from now.
Man, he really blew it, you know? You really undervalue your skills, buddy. I tell you, you left a lot of money on that table.
That's
you know,
right.
No other player in the NBA has the secret weapon that you have. Nobody else has that leg kick that you have.
The kick in the junk.
That's
your
move. That's right. That's at least $120
million. $100 million,
just
right
for that
there.
Move.
Does John Wall's interview in The Athletic help or hurt your perception of him?
I always think of him as honest, but I think the biggest question about John Wall right now is how much does he actually care? So he's saying the right things about being vengeant, and he's saying the honest things about I'm never turning down dollars. You could say I have a terrible contract, the worst in the NBA, but I'm not someone who turns down dollars. He wants to be a wizard for life. The Wizards don't seem to want him beyond what they presently have. And the biggest question around him, there is no other question, because we know he's a good player, is how much does he care about being a great player? Because he could be an above average player and just cash in on the contract and treat the contract as a destination instead of a starting point. But maybe somewhere in here, there's been enough shame that John Wall is tired of being doubted, because John Wall as a talent is excellent. The one qualifier I would give you, though, is John Wall might look in a mirror and see the player he was 5 years ago. That injury he has is very hard to come back from. I doubt he'll ever be that player again, at least in part because the Achilles is something that's going to rob him of his speed.
It is crazy, though, that we've already labeled him washed, and yet we can't wait to see KD and Kyrie together because we assume KD is going to come back from his Achilles injury and still be that same player when he needs his athleticism, too. Okay, he's 7 foot and athletic at that position, and with John Wall, we're saying he can't recover that because he can't shoot. But that is something that we put on him based on his game and his personality off the court, as Dan said. But it wasn't 5 years ago. It was just 3 years ago where he was playing against the Atlanta Hawks in the playoffs. And I was saying to myself, this guy next year could be the MVP if he continues to do this. If he loses this much from his speed and this much from his athleticism, he can still be an elite point guard. So I totally understand his perspective on this, but it just doesn't help when, you know, you're looked at as this party guy and you're looked at as this guy who doesn't care enough because you don't care the way we want you to care. I understand that the perception of him is something that's just not to his liking.
Are you kidding me? He has the worst contract in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He has the best contract in the NBA. Are you kidding me? $40 million a year for riding the bench? Oh, if I were him, I'd just milk it, you know? How many days for recovery? 995 days. 3 years. If I'm ready to negotiate the next one. Years. That's what I would do.
Dream job.
That's right.
365, not 995.
Well, close. Coming up next on my son's TV show.
You might be surprised here, Dan.
James, is he going to be great? That's a base hit. Runner on second. Look out. You better be careful running on that arm.
I mean, look at that. Oh, like, look at that.
Yeah.
That is a hose right there. I mean, it is his specialty, right? Throwing accurately. But what bugs me here is like, oh yeah, you can't pitch today, but as many scenarios as you have to throw as hard as you can out of left field, you do it.
We've got defense here. Oh!
My Song's TV show is brought to you by Audi. Time to play the game that didn't get enough sleep this weekend, if you know what I mean. Do your question.
You give us topics. What do you mean? You give us topics and events and we question them.
Nobody wants to know what he means. Nobody wants to know what he means.
Do you question if Vicente Velasquez should stay in left field or go back to pitching?
It's Vince here, but he's made him Vicente, so maybe it is. Maybe it is Vicente. He is a pitcher who, because the other day we went extra innings and the benches were empties, he's a pitcher who's playing in the outfield, and that probably didn't go very well, right, in extra innings?
I'd ask you, but yeah.
You might be surprised here, Dan.
James, is he going to be great? That's a base hit. Now, runner on second. Look out. You better be careful running on that arm.
I mean, look at that. Like, look at that.
Yeah.
That is a hose right there. I mean, it is his specialty, right? Throwing accurately. But what bugs me here is like, oh yeah, you can't pitch today, but as many scenarios as you have to throw as hard as you can out of left field, you do it.
We've got defense here. Okay, this did not go the way I thought it was going to go. I thought it was going to be a disaster in the outfield. Instead, that dude's painting the black from the left field.
Can I say something to Vicente?
Yes, of course.
Hey, Vicente. You better stay in the outfield, buddy, because as a pitcher, you're no good. You're a 3-6 with an ERA of about 4.4444. You're not going to cut it in the big leagues.
Next to four in there for no reason.
4.4444. That's it. You better stay in the outfield. You know what I mean? Do you question what is worse, the pain or the embarrassment?
That should be the name of this show. Choose one. Which is worse, the pain or the embarrassment? Let's check out here the left fielder for the Blue Jays. What happened with him?
Pops up the first pitch.
Right fielder, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Here comes Fisher, the right fielder.
Pain. Oh!
Is that him in the face?
Yes, it's the pain. The pain is worse than the embarrassment.
Wait a second. A major league outfielder got hit in the face by a routine fly ball?
That is correct. I got it, I got it, I got it. And then that same mouth gets hit by... I don't got it.
I can tell you, and I think I've told this story before, the one time, and I know this is amazing because I'm Dominican, the one time in my life that I have played organized softball, I played out in left field. I was in college. I was excited. I was athletic. I could do this. I got a routine fly ball, put my glove up, ball hit me square in the chest. And trust me, I do not remember what the pain felt like. The embarrassment is way worse.
Do you question if the guy in light blue should just eat this?
Okay, we're going out to Tigers, Rangers, and because we're not interested in either the Tigers or the Rangers, we're not going to cover anything that happened fair in play. We're going to do what we do best around here, which is cover foul balls. Let's see what we have here from the guy in light blue.
Yeah, I'm going to start over. I'm curious because this is.
We are your worldwide leader in foul ball coverage. Oh, which guy in light blue? I should have asked you, but it's the guy with nachos all over his shirt.
Of course you eat those. Those are still perfectly good. What is the dude with the nacho hat doing using the nachos to catch the baseball?
But look at Salvador. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's just examine all of this again. Old Salvador there. Old selfish Salvador there. Let's replay old Salvador there. Just he's got his ball, and he does not care that the man behind him is now soaked in congealed cheese.
Yes. Nope. Not even looking at him. Does not care. I can get more nachos. I'll never get another foul ball.
And here's the thing. It's not even real cheese or healthy cheese or good cheese. It's that concession cheese that's been sitting there since opening day in one of those stands.
You're going to need to do a lot more to get that off your shirt, light blue guy.
This is what you do. You take the shirt off your back and start eating those nachos. You know what I mean? If they don't taste that good, you go to the concession stand and you get some salsa, you know, some beef, chicken, whatever it is, you know, that's it. That's what you do, buddy. You know, you got it for free. That's the idea.
That's
I get
that
it
really
for free.
Matters. That's it. Just take some shredded chicken and rub them on your nipples. Boom. That's free nachos. Right. What's the matter with that?
My Song's TV show is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Time to play the game that has this weird rash in his inner thigh. Do you question? No, see or no? See?
Okay, it's a weird rash on his inner thigh that confuses him sometimes. He doesn't know whether it's see or no, or do you question?
Tonight on SNY, game two of a doubleheader, Marlins and Mets.
The Mets have been playing very well lately, even though they had been a dumpster fire for most of the season. Let's check in here with Mets and Pirates. And again, we do not cover fair balls around here, but we cover the hell out of foul balls. Let's see what we have.
Uses it there to get ahead, two strikes.
Ah, the kid's good at baseball. Nice gesture by
the Mets jersey. Don't want the baseball? Who's he taking it to? Who's he sending it to?
That kid was just working the pivot. And he gets
he was working the pivot. He was. That's exactly what he was working. Good work by him. Congratulations, lady. You got a crabby foul ball from a Mets-Pirates game. Izzy, are you intrigued?
I mean, if you have to go to your home park and watch the Mets play, the least you can do is come out of it with a date.
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, see, I'm very intrigued. That's the way you impress the ladies. This is not.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, what happened here?
Line foul.
We need a replay here. I don't see what happened there. Show us a replay. What happened?
He is getting out of the way.
Yeah, that is not the way that you do that. That is the opposite of chivalrous.
My hero.
On Sports Time Ohio, Rangers and Indians.
The Cleveland football team is more interesting than the Cleveland baseball team, and their quarterback is doing it a little bit differently. This is not the way quarterbacks behave, but he's becoming a legend already, even though he's got one losing season on his resume and that mustache on his face. And here he goes, and that's not how you drink a beer when you're Baker Mayfield. No, no, no. This is how you drink a beer. That is the kind of experience, yes, that you have chugging beers that sometimes ends up in you being an adrenaline junkie beloved by masses and sometimes results in you just running away from the police wobbly and them catching you from behind. Izzy, are you intrigued?
I mean, what it results in is 3/4 of a can of beer that goes undrinked because he's trying to show off and doing it that way. Plus, you could cut your lip a little bit when you do that. It's a little dangerous.
I'm not sure undrinked is a word, but just we'll allow it. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, see, I'm very intrigued. Well, he's better than another quarterback at chugging beers.
Who? Is this Aaron Rodgers? You better not insult him.
You're going to insult
Aaron Rodgers, and it's true. Baker is slightly better at it. He needs a finger here to hold up.
That is classy. Keep chugging going, right
Aaron.
There.
You'll finish someday. Come on. Right. Don't be a chicken.
He did quit, yeah.
On Amazon Prime, this is football.
A lot of great streaming service television being made by a lot of people. I don't know if this is part of the elite, but it says this is football. Not to us it isn't, but to the rest of the world, this is football.
Football is emotion. It comes from the heart.
It crosses all barriers. You play football anywhere.
This is an amateur football country. Going to the World Cup was unthinkable. But these guys, they have something in them.
When I was 12 years of age, doctors told me I've got cancer. But in my hospital room, I never got sick while I was watching soccer. So I became South Africa's youngest professional referee.
This love, this involvement of the whole country, it comes from your guts.
You don't refuse to pass the ball because someone comes from a certain place. You are going to pass the ball because you want to win.
I love that all this television money is just coming around and being like, sports are interesting, huh? Izzy, are you intrigued?
If this doesn't make Americans love soccer more, I don't know what will. It looks amazing.
How about you, Poppy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, see, I'm very intrigued. I love that video. Can we watch it again?
Yes, the music, the big music.
Football.
We are doing
is
it again.
Emotion. It comes from the heart.
It crosses all barriers. You play football anywhere.
Oh, now our a special mix. Yes.
All right.
If you weren't interested in football, Izzy asked you. He said, if that doesn't interest you in soccer, I don't know what will. How about our special montage of Amazon not Prime at all?
This is football.
That is football.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
Check out Marty Smith's America, the podcast, on all of your Apple devices.
Hey, Marty, let me see a copy of that book. Give it to me.
Oh, my God, Marty! Marty!
That counts, Marty.
Marty!
That counts, Marty!